any of you are looking for any last-minute gift ideas for me, I have one. I'd like Frank Shirley, my boss, right here tonight. I want him brought from his happy holiday slumber over there in Melody Lane with all the other rich people, and I want him brought right here with a big ribbon on his head. And I want to look him straight in the eye, and I want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is! Hallelujah! Holy shit! Where's the Tylenol?
Hey guys, welcome back to A Big Guy's Christmas, part two. This is, what episode?
Six.
Yeah. Sorry, everybody.
Just remember, number two was porn.
What was the first one we did?
The thing about the love songs that made you cry.
Oh, yeah, that's right. If you guys haven't heard that, go back to episode one. I think it was all just love songs and... yeah, the sense
like songs that made you think of past loves or something. I think it was
the sensitive big guys. But hey,
I made you laugh and cry in the same episode.
But we got a third big guy today.
We have our first guest on the show.
Yeah, we got Big Brian from The Horror Returns. What's up, brother? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Honored to be a honorary big guy.
Yeah, everyone. Jeez, Louise. Yeah, man, it's good to have you on the show. So what's going on with the Horror Returns?
We're getting ready to record our Christmas episode. We're going to get that out of the way. And I believe we have a special guest on the next episode. I think you guys know him, Darian Brock from the Powder Room Podcast.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Cool. Right on, man.
So everybody look out for that coming soon.
Sweet, D's a good guy, man. He's one of the dudes that got me going, other than Big Jesse here as well. Darian, he was a really cool guy, invited me into their world, and I got to be on the show, and the rest is history. So they just came
it's
up.
It's always great when all of our worlds can cross.
Yeah, they just came up on what, 300
episodes? Yeah, I think they're on 302 now or something like that.
Yeah, man.
I'm
almost to 100, and I don't know where I'm at with the East Side. I think in the 70s, something.
You're on like the, I think it's like the high 70s, right? Yeah, I think you're close to 80.
I don't know. I mean, Theo, he keeps track of all that. But what number are you guys, Brian?
I think we're coming up on 79, I think.
Wow, I think you guys caught up to us. I think that's where we are. But yeah, man, everyone just listen to Horror Returns, Padded Room, as well as, the Cult of Horrorcopia.
I woke up one morning and I saw the name of the group has changed, and I was afraid because usually Alan names it stupid things, but I kind of like the Cult of Horrorcopia. I was like, you're about to keep this.
Also be on the lookout for, what was the name of that one? The new one or the one you're going to bring back?
Movie Copia. I have a thing with copias, apparently.
So get ready for that one. But we're here today with part two of A Big Guy's Christmas. And we're going to be talking about, usually we just talk about life and everything else we've been doing on the show. But this one we are going to talk about. We can't get through the holidays without all these Christmas specials that come on TV and holiday movies. Not so much your typical happy holiday type of thing. We're talking about Christmas themed movies.
Movies that have like Christmas settings.
Yeah.
That aren't so necessarily. But I guess if you want to break this news now, this is going to be a Christmas trilogy, apparently.
Oh, yeah, it is.
We have another episode idea.
Yeah, we keep coming up with ideas. So this was initially just going to be a two-parter, but now it's going to be a three-parter. So part three is coming, who knows when, later on in the month. But if you guys just listen, if you guys have just heard the first one we did, that one was pretty good. We just talked about our favorite toys and stuff like that we got for Christmas. But this is our very first guest that we've had on the show, like Big Jess said. And Big Bri, man, we're going to let you start it off. What do you got for us?
All right. I'm going to start it off with something new. I recently, a few weeks ago, I watched Better Watch Out.
Yes.
And I love this movie. This is shouldn't be in my Christmas horror rotation, but it is. And I don't know. I just like these. I like home invasion movies, and this was a home invasion movie with a twist, and it just happened to be set in Christmas, and it is definitely a fantastic. I'm not going to spoil it. It's fairly new, but I fully recommend everybody check this movie out.
This is one of those movies that, like, I'm always leery to watch movies that I hear a lot of hype on, and I saw a ton of hype, like, on your Dread Centrals and stuff like that for this, and mm-hmm. I saw it come out and I rented it because I did it for a mini review for Jump Scares. And I was like, this is as good as people said. Like, Nez, yeah, you need to watch this.
Is this the one that came out last year?
It may say last year, but it was released like to us this year, I think.
Yeah, I think it might have under a different name. Cause I think it was,
wasn't like the Safe Neighborhood or something, yeah, like that. Yeah.
But it was released as a Better Watch Out this year, like
believe it's like October, like I think, right?
Yeah.
Is it like a brother and sister? I'm just looking at the poster.
It's a brother. I mean, it's a guy and a kid and his babysitter. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's blonde.
I think you think so.
She a blonde gal?
Yes.
All right. This is the one. Okay.
I'll divert to Big Bri on that one because I have no idea.
Yeah, she is blind.
Okay. I found it. Now I need to watch it. But
yeah, it's good.
What did you like about it? Sometimes these Christmas themed movies, they look really good in the trailer, but then when you start watching, we're like, so.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil it for you, but it has a twist.
Okay, is it exciting? Is it bloody or?
It's not bloody. It's not gory. It's just it was a fun home invasion Christmas movie with a twist, and there's a character in there that I ended up hating him, and it's a good thing. It made the movie better. And I thought everybody acted well in it, and it, like I said, it was a fun movie. And I think we did a bonus episode where we paired it with The Babysitter that just recently came out on Netflix. So, and I kind of felt like they went hand in hand since they both, you know, have something to do with babysitters. And it was just a fun movie, and it's happens to be set in Christmas.
All right, on. All right, cool. Yeah, I'll definitely check it out. What did you think of it, Jess?
I really liked it. I thought it was just unique. There were some darkly funny parts, and the kid who plays the main lead was perfect, I thought, at his role.
Yeah, I'm looking at these kids. I don't think I've ever seen them in anything else, but
they were all really good, though. Like, there wasn't one where you were like, oh, this person is totally below the rest. Like, everybody, I thought, held up their end pretty well.
Right on. Well, I'm going to pass it off to you, Jess. What do you got?
I'm going a little more traditional Christmas for this one, just because I know a lot of people don't like this movie, but I've always loved the movie Mixed Nuts.
With Steve Martin?
Steve Martin.
Yes. I don't know why. Like, I saw it when I was younger. I've always found it to be funny. And the IMDb ratings kind of low, I think. I mean, I enjoy it. Like, I know it has its flaws, but I've always, there's parts that I just laugh out loud at that movie. And it's just one of those things that I watch like every year because it's always on TV somewhere.
I'll have to check that one out. I can see the poster because it's just a picture of Steve Martin with a Santa hat on, but I don't think I've ever seen that. Who else is in that?
I mean, I liked it. Who else? The chick from, I can't think of her name, from, she played, this is going to sound so, I should know her name, but she played the daughter in Christmas Vacation.
Juliette Lewis.
Yeah, is that her name? Juliette Lewis is in it. Adam Sandler has a small role in it. Like, there's a lot of people that you know, but I just can't remember a lot of the names.
Madeline Kahn's in this.
Yeah.
Liev Schreiber, I think that's how you say his name. Mm-hmm. Schreiber. Rita Wilson. Jolie Fisher, Carrie Fisher's sister. John Stewart. And there's, geez, Gary Shandling. There's all kinds of people. So I'm gonna
I really like it. I know it has its flaws and everything, but I've always found it to be fun.
There's all kinds of people in this. Even Anthony LaPaglia, I think that's his name.
Yeah.
Oh, I just watched him in this isn't a Christmas movie, but I just watched The Assignment with one of the love of my life, Michelle Rodriguez. Have you seen that one, Jess?
No, I've never even heard of it.
Oh, dude. it's crazy.
Is it new?
I think it came out last year or earlier this year. Brian, do you remember?
I think earlier this year.
Dude, is it like good crazy, like I should watch it or should I stay away?
I liked it. I bought it. So just for her. And I don't know, dude. I don't want to talk about it. Yeah, watch it, dude. Then we'll come on one right. Somebody's show and we'll do it.
Oh, I'm very intrigued now.
It was nuts. Okay, I'm gonna go with Surviving Christmas. Have you guys seen that one?
Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
I think I've seen parts of it. I've never seen the whole thing, I don't think.
This one came out in 2004. It was Ben Affleck, Christina Applegate, James Gandolfini, and Home Alone star Catherine O'Hara. This movie was awesome. I loved it. It was one of those movies that just kind of came and went. It didn't do really good in the box office, but it came on like Cinemax, HBO, one of these shows. And it was just about Ben Affleck. He was like a lonely millionaire, and he just wanted to like relive an old family Christmas. So he goes back to the house that he grew up in, and that's where James Gandolfini, him and his family live. And he goes in there. I can't remember how much he offered him, some crazy amount of money to let me spend Christmas with you guys. And then
that's not weird at all. But I guess if the money's involved, it's,
well, he said, I can't remember. He threw out this really crazy amount of money. And I remember when they were all standing at the door talking, and he goes, yeah, I'll give you, I don't know, like 100,000 or something like that. And James Gandolfini was like, hey, welcome home, son. And then brought him in, and just
check it out.
Just the hijinks and everything of that. It turns out to be like a heartwarming movie at the end, but it's just Ben Affleck is like one of those rich guys. It's just like an asshole, obnoxious, just millionaire. So he's just throwing his money around.
Kind of like another role that he plays.
But I mean, it was a funny movie. I mean, it was something that
I have to check it out though. It sounds like something I'd like.
I remember seeing like previews for it and just like, yeah, okay. It was kind of when Ben Affleck was on that role of just putting out dumb movies. But it turned out to be actually pretty funny. And I do not own it. I don't think it's on Blu-ray, but I'm gonna have to search for it on DVD. But if you guys, any of you guys have seen it, you know what it is. But if you guys haven't seen it, check it out, man. Surviving Christmas.
I'm going to go with This is a movie I put on when everybody wants to watch a Christmas movie and I don't feel like watching a Christmas movie. So a Lethal Weapon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Set in Christmas. I mean, it's Mel Gibson, Danny Glover. I mean, it's what can you say? It's one of those 80s classic action movies. Yeah, it's a classic. And it falls under that. You can sneak them certain movies in just because they're set during Christmas time. And you don't, you know, if you don't want to get in the traditional Christmas movies, and it's just fun from, you know, beginning to end. And, you know, of course you got Gary Busey as one of the villains in this movie. And, you know, who doesn't like Gary Busey during the holidays? I mean,
this movie is awesome. I can't remember exactly when it came out. This is one of the movies that, my buddy was like, oh, let's go to the movies and let's see that new action movie. I'm like, all right, whatever, let's go. Didn't really know what was it about, but then I remember leaving the theater like, man, that was fucking awesome. And this is one of the of my traditional Christmas movies that I watch every year. But, yeah, I love this movie. I mean, even Gary Busey himself says it in towards the end of the movie. When he gets into Danny Glover's house and he's watching It's a Wonderful Life on TV, and Jimmy Stewart's like, hey, what day is it? And then he turns to the TV and shoots it up. It's goddamn Christmas. So, of course, this is a Christmas movie. I mean, I love this movie. It's just fucking awesome. I think nothing but I know some people come at me like, that's not a Christmas movie. Yes, it is. It happened during Christmas.
Here's the thing, too. It happened to Christmas. To me, if a movie happens at Christmas and Christmas is actually acknowledged, then it's a Christmas movie.
Absolutely.
What do you got, Jess?
I'm going to take the cop-out answer because I can't really think of anything at the moment. All the Rankin and Bass, or Bass, however you say it, cartoon specials that we grew up with as kids.
Like what?
Like Rudolph.
Okay.
What the hell, the Heat Miser one? Year Without a Santa. I watch that stuff every year. Like, that's just like me reliving my childhood, I guess, is those things were such a big part of it for me. And I always find time to turn them on because they're always on. So, and the Grinch, that's not a Rankin and Bass one, but the Grinch with Boris Karloff.
Wait, I am going to go with one that I just watched.
That's my cop-out answer.
I just watched this one last night. It was on ABC or one of these channels. This was a Charlie Brown Christmas.
I missed that. I wanted to watch it.
Not the new one or whatever. There was one that came out like later. I couldn't tell you what year, but the original one that came out in 65.
There was another one after that?
Yes, because last night when they were showing it, I was looking on the guide and it said Charlie Brown Christmas, but it was on for an hour. I was like,
oh, so they pair it with something.
Yeah. I was like, I don't remember it being that long.
No, it's like the original is like 20 some minutes, I think.
Yeah. So, I mean, I tried watching the second one and I just like, this ain't the same. So I switched it to something else. But this one's just, it is. I mean, I think I can throw this in any time of the year and watch it. I always loved it. If you listen to the last Big Guys, I kind of threw a little beginning intro music from the Charlie Brown Christmas before it switched over to Christmas in Hollis by the Kings of Rock, Run DMC. But I love.
Oh, so you didn't put the Death Star trailer?
Oh no.
Because you had said, dude, that's what you're going to do.
I just remember, dude. Well, the episode is out, everybody. If you got it,
yeah.
We'll throw it on a part three.
I did watch that. That was pretty cool, though. Like, I would have wanted that.
It was awesome. But this one, I mean, I love it. I mean, I still, to this day, I mean, there's a lot of people that, like, on YouTube to just make their own little videos with clips. But the classic scene in this movie or this TV special is when all the kids are wherever they're at, getting ready for the play, and there's this whole big dance scene, and everyone's just grooving. Schroeder is rocking out on the piano, and Pigpen's on the stand-up bass, and you see Snoopy at the bottom strumming away. on the guitar, and everyone's just like, they're having a blast and just dancing. But the kids, individual dancers, they just look doing like the craziest steps they can do. And I love how people on YouTube make their own videos. They add, they take that scene and then just add different kinds of music. I mean, there's some that are like slow, and then there's some where somebody added like death.
That's cool.
Like death metal, and they speeded it up, and everyone's jumping around. But yeah, I love this show. I mean, I always feel bad for Charlie Brown because everyone just gives.
He gets shit on it every damn special. It's like, like there's that Robot Chicken episode where he comes back and like murders everyone, and I'm like, I totally understand.
Yeah, I mean, they just fucking.
They shit on it. Like, it, you want to talk about bullying? That whole damn thing is them bullying him every episode, every special.
Every special, man. I mean, Thanksgiving, man. They did
the Halloween one. He gets all he gets is rocks. I mean,
I know. I mean, just, oh, man. They do my man dirty.
But, they do. It's depressing.
Yeah, but I mean, it does have a happy ending, everyone. And I think the best thing in this is the Christmas tree he picks. Speaking of that Christmas tree, I got to dig mine out. Renee's bugging me. I got to go dig through the shed and pull our little Charlie Brown Christmas tree. The kids got it for us 1 year, so we always hang that up on the put it on the counter. It's a little small one, not a big tall one, but yeah, Charlie Brown Christmas, man. It's like you can't be Christmas without that. I mean, last year I remember watching it at work, and nobody was in the break room when I had it on, and I was just sitting there and enjoying it by myself. And then everybody was done working a plane, and they came in. Oh, why are you watching this shit? And I was like, you know, you don't like it, go stand outside. See,
that bothers me. Like, that is Christmas. Like, and anybody who says it isn't is just, I don't know, someone I don't want to know.
All right, Brian, who's next?
Let's see. I'm going to go with an updated version of a Christmas classic, Scrooged, with Bill Murray.
Oh,
I have never seen the whole thing of this. I've seen like bits and pieces. I need to like find it, because I always seem to catch it when it's on. It's already on. I need to find it, sit down and watch the whole movie.
Yeah, this has been a staple for me for Christmas for I don't know how long. I mean, Bill Murray is perfect as this character. What was his name? Something Cross. I can't remember his first name, but yeah, him as the Scrooge character, and then you got, you know, it's just an updated version of a Christmas classic, and it's funny, and you got Bobcat Goldthwait in this movie, and countless other people, and it is a definite Christmas classic in my opinion.
I think my favorite one in that one was Carol Kane. She was the Ghost of Christmas Present.
Mm-hmm.
She's hilarious, as well as David. I can't remember his last name, Jonathan, something like that. Buster Poindexter, for you, for that guy. He was also the lead singer for the New York Dolls. I liked him. Was he the cab driver?
Yes.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. I seen this movie a long time ago. I know I should have it in my library, but I don't. And but usually it comes on every year. I know that. So
it's always on. Yeah. Like somewhere, it seems like.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check it out again. I just had the kids watch it. I don't think they've ever seen it. I know Renee and I have seen it because I remember sitting there watching it one night. But yeah, man, I love that movie. It's hilarious. Also directed by Richard Donner, who did Lethal Weapon.
Yeah. And a couple of Bill Murray's brothers show up in the cast throughout the movie. So I think his brother plays his brother in the movie, and I believe the guy that plays his father in the flashbacks is another one of his brothers.
John Murray and what's his name? Brian Murray.
Brian Doyle Murray. Yeah. Yeah,
he pops up in a lot of his stuff. Yeah, I'm looking at this cast, man. I need to watch this again. I haven't seen this in a while. Because I remember I saw it in the theater the first time. It was one of those movies that nothing else was showing. And I was like, ah, hell, I like Bill Murray. So I just went in the theater and saw it.
Was it popular at the time?
I don't think so. It was one. I think I could be wrong, but from what I remember, I think it was one of those movies that once it came to like TV and video, it got huge.
Kind of like another movie that we won't get into that you love.
I don't want to talk about that.
What?
Go ahead. No, whose turn is it? Yours, yours.
Jack. No, I'm not. Yeah. I'm going to go with my favorite version of A Christmas Carol. It is something that I've watched countless times. One year, I swear I watched it every day on VHS. The Muppets Christmas Carol from like 92. Mm. It's just, it's like I said on Facebook the other day, it's sums up, if you ask me what sums up your childhood of Christmas to you, it is that version of A Christmas Carol. Because I've seen it so many times. I know the songs. Don't really sing them well, but I know the words. And it's just one of those things that I could only watch it at Christmas, but I could probably throw it on any time. And it always puts me in a good mood.
Hmm. You know me and the Muppets. I only like.
Yes. I know.
I only like the first couple, or the first three. I'm trying to find the one. Speaking of, Muppets and all that. I believe it's Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas. Have you guys seen that one?
Yes, funny story is my grandma used to have HBO, and I guess they showed her on HBO a lot. And that is all she wanted, or not all she, but that's one thing she always said she wanted for Christmas one year. She would say it every year, you know, if you guys can ever find Emmett Otter's Jug Band. And I found it on DVD for her. And like, she was so happy with just that simple gift. I've enjoyed it. I'm not a huge fan of it, but it always makes me think of her because she loves it so much. But I'll watch it if it's on. Like, I do like it. It's just not one of my favorites.
It was one of those ones when it came on, it was just, I don't remember why I was watching it. Cause I want to say it was just, it came on and I was too lazy to get up and change the channel.
It is good. I do like it. So Brian, have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it.
Because this is an old school one.
Is it late 70s, I think?
77 is when this one came out. But I've always liked it, and I catch it every now and then when it comes on. Especially during the 70s, man, I was really into the Muppets with the Muppet Show and all that, and then when the Muppet movie came out and everything. But this one was one, I believe. The first time I saw it when I was just sitting at home, and then I remember going to my friend's house one Christmas when I was much older, and his mom loved it. She actually had the little Muppet Otters on their mantle.
Oh, that's
and,
cool.
And I remember looking at them and like, where have I seen these things? And she was like, well, haven't you seen Emmett Otter? And I said, yes, that's the Jug Band. And she's like, yeah. So I've always liked that. I mean, especially it does remind me of my friend's mom. She was always really nice to me, and always just every time I got to their house, it was always dinner time. I didn't plan it that way, but it seemed to be always around dinner time when I went over there. And she was always like open. Yeah, come on in. Eat. And I go, all right, cool. So, but yeah.
I wonder if they still show it on any channels or anything.
I'm sure it's on YouTube if it's not.
Yeah, I'm sure you can find it, but I didn't know if it was on anywhere or not.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I have not seen it on TV in a long time. Who knows? Maybe on Hallmark Channel or well, you're the Hallmark King.
Did they? No, they're too busy showing their own movies. Yes, it's a running joke. If you guys haven't listened to any of the other shows or anything, I do watch pretty much all the Hallmark Christmas movies per year. It's just one of those things my mom and I do together. So I rate them. If anybody's interested, I talk about them on Facebook. And it's funny to everybody, but I do enjoy them. So,
yeah. Well, it's not on YouTube. I figured it would be, but they must.
Really? I thought it, because I was looking the other day, the old, and I haven't seen this in years, the old Muppets Christmas special was like a Muppet Family Christmas from like 87 is on YouTube in its entirety.
Now
that's the one that has the frog, the Fraggles and everything in it.
Yeah. This is just bits, clips from it. There's not a full one on there, but
someone upload that to YouTube. We need it in full.
Yeah. Somebody, I don't have it or I would, but it's out there. I know it's on DVD cause I've seen it recently.
Probably cheap too, I would think.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I mean, but it is a classic, and if you love Muppets and all that, it's a cute little Christmas special. So check it out. Right?
I have to go. I'm gonna go with my all time favorite Christmas movie, and that's National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
This is the best Christmas movie. It is.
Yes, exactly. This is my this is my Christmas story. This is my 24-hour loop movie.
Yes, I agree.
I have it on Blu-ray. I have Steelbook edition. I have a Clark Griswold NECA figure of him with the hockey mask and the chainsaw.
Oh, right on.
If you don't like this movie, don't watch it with me because I'll sit there and quote the whole time.
Exactly. this movie, I don't know. I can't even tell you how many times I've seen it, and it still makes me laugh.
Yep. It's like you've seen it for the first time every time you see it, at least for me.
Every time Randy Quaid shows up for the first time in the movie, it just kills me. And, you know, like you said, Jesse, it's just got quotable lines, you know.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Shitter's full. Yeah. And, this is just, it's a classic. I think out of the vacation movie, it's probably my favorite, definitely.
It should be on a loop. Some other channel should put it on a loop.
Yeah. Because there is like when Christmas Story is on, it's like on loops on multiple channels, isn't it?
TBS and TNT, I think.
Yeah, they need to put Christmas Vacation on
another
one
channel,
of the
like Freeform or something.
Yes.
Just that, because we need it.
I have to dig mine out. I haven't got it on Blu-ray. I saw it the other day, but I just kind of just slipped my mind and picked it up.
So you do like it?
Oh, yeah. I love that movie.
Be like, no, it sucks.
No, it's not my favorite vacation movie. The first one's my favorite one, but this is awesome movie. I love it. And I didn't even know NECA made a figure of Clark with a hockey mask. And I'm going to have to
look for that too. Yeah.
But this is one of those quotable movies. I remember we watched it one year at work, and one of my friends like got mad, got up and left the room because all of us in there were just throwing out the lines left and right.
That's the best way to watch it though.
I think my favorite scene in the movie is when Clark's looking out his kitchen window into the backyard and he imagines his family back there having a fun time by the swimming pool. Mm-hmm. And then the lady that he saw, the counter girl that he saw at the women's department when she was showing.
That scene's funny too.
Her leg, but when she's about to jump off the diving board, she like takes off her bikini and throws it at the window.
Can't see the tan lines, can you, Russ?
But it's an amazing movie. I love that movie. I'm going to have to dig mine out somewhere or just go. I did see the Steelbook. That's the one I saw. I saw it at Best Buy. So hopefully.
That's where I got mine.
Hopefully there's still some there and I'll pick one up.
I'm going to go with, the movie we did for the Horrorcopia Christmas show last year, which coincidentally featured Brian and Lance. We did Krampus.
Mm-hmm. And yes, my daughter has been, ever since we rewatched it for your episode, she has been obsessed with this movie. This is like, this might be her Christmas story for some reason. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Love it because it's, I love Christmas horror movies. Like that's one of my favorite things. And it's so twisted and I just love every aspect of it. And when I watched it for the show, I watched it for the first time. I was like, I really wish I'd seen this in theater because this needed to be in my life far sooner than it was.
Did it come out during Christmas? I can't remember.
You know what? No, I don't think it did it? I think you're right.
It came out.
But I just wish I'd seen. I don't think it was Christmas.
Yeah, December 4th, 2015.
Okay. Because I remember just seeing the trailer and I go, "Oh, this looks cool. Let's go see it." And Renee and the kids, we took the kids, and I remember Eric, my youngest guy, he was just kind of freaked out. I didn't realize it was going to be that intense for.
It is. It sure is.
But he likes it. It's one of those movies that we watch every year as well. And but it was like just a total shocker. I didn't even know who this Krampus character was until after I'd seen this movie, and then I realized there's been,
it's kind of everywhere now.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, like everybody makes one of these Krampus movies. I haven't seen any of them. I just,
they're all bad.
Yeah, that's why.
In my opinion, they're all bad except for this one. Like we got a screener for one of them, and I got like 20 minutes in, and thank God I didn't watch this one first, because I would have just been comparing everything. But when I watched that, I was like, oh God, I hope the Hollywood one isn't this bad.
But yeah, it's an awesome movie. I'm going to go back to TV. This is a one that I know a lot of people hate. I loved it just for what it was. It just reminds me of being a 7-year-old kid. Watching this at my grandmother's house for the first time. I didn't watch it again until all the bootleg DVDs came out. This is the Star Wars Holiday Special.
I have never seen this.
I have never seen it either.
It's on YouTube, so in all its glory. So it's,
I feel like it's one of those things that like I need to see just because. Kind of like Santa Claus Conquers the Martians, which I've never seen. I just need to see it so I can say I've seen it.
Oh, it's bad. It's so bad. I mean, it's an hour and a half, I'd say. But, oh.
That's long.
Oh. Well, I remember being on TV plus all the commercials, so it was probably like 2 hours or something like that. But, I mean, it's got all your favorites in it. It's got Chewie. It's got Han and Luke and Leia.
And, did 7-year-old you hate it, or did you like it when you were?
No, I loved it as a little kid, okay. Man. It was a year after Star Wars came out, and I was just like, yeah, Star Wars on TV and a holiday special. And I was like, all right, cool. That didn't have no clue what it was. But when did this come out? November 17th, 1978. And oh my God, it's.
I'm going to have to watch it just to say I have.
It's hard to, right now, it's hard to get through. I got to fast forward. I mean, there's singing and all that, and but, oh, man, it's just.
All I'm going to say is watch some of Robo Vampire, and you'll probably think it's easy to get through.
but what was awesome about this is what it gave us. This was the very first time that we saw Boba Fett. The actual Boba Fett.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The Boba Fett character. He appears in an animated scene. I can't really remember, but this isn't the Boba Fett that we all know and love now. This was like the first concept live action one. He's not green. He's like blue and yellow and all these crazy colors. But there is figures out now that they put him out. I want to say that Macquarie guy, they took some of his concept art and they made the figure. So, cause I had that one, but, it's really bad. And you're going to watch it and go, oh, fast forward through all the songs and just, this is just mainly about, Chewie's family. And, I can't remember the holiday they were celebrating. It was like, Life Day. Yeah, that's what it. They were celebrating Life Day.
Oh boy.
Chewbacca and Han Solo try to get to the Wookiee homeland to celebrate Life Day, but they're impeded by the Imperial blockade. Chewie's family passes the time with various forms of entertainment.
Oh, that just sounds bad.
And that's when all the singing and all that kicks in. And
So I have a quick Star Wars question. I always thought it was this, but I guess it isn't. Was there like an animated Ewok movie?
No.
I feel like I saw something when I was little. Okay.
There was a TV show called The Ewoks. It was
animated. Okay, maybe they like put it. Maybe I saw like a VHS tape or something of like combined episodes, because I remember that, but I don't remember anything about it.
It was,
but I always thought like that was like a holiday thing, but I guess not.
No, I mean, they just had the animated TV show, cartoon that came on Saturday mornings. And then they had those two TV specials. I think it was The Battle for Andor and Caravan of Courage. I can't remember what order they came
that
out.
That might have been what I saw, because they were like longer than a regular episode.
But those were those were live action. They weren't animated.
Oh, okay. I don't know what I'm thinking of then.
And I remember Wicket was talking in one of them, and I was like, But those ones as well. I mean, they're better than the holiday special. And the holiday special is one of them. I mean, you talk to even the most diehard Star Wars fan is like, I mean, it was so bad. George Lucas wanted this never to be aired again. It only aired once,
which is why it's on YouTube now.
So, when it aired, somebody must have recorded it, and then just through time threw it on VHS. Because I remember those VHS copies, bootleg ones, going around, and then when the DVDs hit.
Now, has it ever had an official release?
No, never. George Lucas just wanted this buried with
I figured once that Disney bought it that they would.
I doubt they'll ever put it out. I mean, but if they do, I'll buy it. Because I guess
it's kind of a black eye on the whole thing.
I have the bootleg version that I picked up at a convention. And they do sell these at conventions. Or I'm sure you could buy it online, eBay or something like that. But this is... I think if you've never seen it and you're a Star Wars fan, try to sit through it. But it's, oh my God, it's bad. I remember when I got it, I brought it home and said, oh, sweet, let's watch this. And here I was enjoying it, but my wife and my kids were like, what is this?
I'll watch it and report back on a future episode.
Yeah, I mean, if you got both of you guys, check it out and let me know. It's a really tough watch, but...
Have you ever seen the Goldberg episode where he gets the bootleg copy of the tape?
Yeah. like how they were acting. Yeah, man, it's bad. I mean, I'm happy that I'm that big of a Star Wars fan that I saw it when it first aired on TV. And I remember enjoying every minute of it then. But then when I finally got my copy, I was watching it. I mean, I enjoy it still, but I'm like, ugh. When they start singing, and there's a lot of I remember Art Carney's in it, and Maude, what's her name from Golden Girls, B. Arthur.
She's in it too.
Yeah,
Macho Man would like that. His ex girlfriend's in Star Wars.
Yeah, there's no butt action in this, but Dude, I mean, yeah, try to, anyone that's hearing me right now, try to sit through it if you haven't seen it. Or if you have seen it, let us know what you thought of it. But, oh, my God, it's bad. But I'm the diehard Star Wars fan, and I have to have it in my collection.
Have you ever asked Theo what he thinks of it? Because I'd say he's, other than you, probably the most diehard Star Wars fan I know.
I'll ask him, because I never...
Because I'm figuring he might just be like, I hate it.
Yeah, well, let me text him and see. So
I'm just curious. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'll see what he says. So, yeah, that's mine. Star Wars Holiday Special.
Let's see. My list is kind of getting a little low here. I go with 1984's Gremlins.
Totally a Christmas movie.
Yes. As a kid, this movie scared the shit out of me because I wanted a Mogwai. I wanted Gizmo until I seen what happened. And Gizmo became the best and worst Christmas gift you could possibly ever get.
Yeah, I had one of those little stuffed ones.
Yeah, I did too.
Now I have the Pop.
And this is another classic for me. It's such a classic to the point where they keep talking about a third one. And I don't want it.
I don't either.
I mean, I have a nostalgia love for the second one. because I remember watching it in the theaters and stuff.
I remember going to the drive-in to see that, but I don't remember much about it because I haven't seen it since.
Yeah, this is a perfect introduction to. This is also a perfect introduction to kids horror. Yep, like,
I agree.
And at Christmas, all that, you get all that in this one movie, and it's should be left alone. And my list is getting really slim here, slim pickings.
I'm trying to think if I even have anything else.
Well, but Gremlins, real quick. This came out like in June. I remember that because it was right at the end of school and for the school year. And some friends of mine said, let's go see Gremlins. And I remember Ghostbusters either came out before or after this, because I know it came out like maybe the weekend before.
Yeah, like they were real close.
They were really close because I remember at the time there was at the theater we went to, Ghostbusters was. Ghostbusters was downstairs and Gremlins was upstairs. But anyway, I've always loved this movie. I mean, it was just something I remember just seeing the poster for it. Like, what the hell? What's in the box? Because you just see Gizmo's little hand sticking out of the box. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, it's cool. And then the trailers and everything they were showing, they don't really show anything. You don't know what it is. So, but
don't you wish trailers went back to that?
Yeah, I mean, I think today's trailers like show the whole movie in the trailers, and there's sometimes where I don't really care for that. But this movie was awesome. I love it. I mean, the thing that kind of pisses me off sometimes when people are talking about this movie, they call the Mogwais gremlins. They go, "Oh, that one."
Yeah,
they're not. He was a different species, wasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, we don't really know if they were called gremlins.
They just call them gremlins in the movie.
They called them gremlins because of the dude in the plow.
You know what? Maybe all of them are Mogwais because they said not to get them wet.
Because that one drunk dude that was going off saying that there's gremlins inside all the electronics and everything. So, so I mean, that's just where that came from because they never really. I just assumed they were all the bad Mogwais. I mean, that's me thinking. But I mean, I love this movie. Part two,
I need to find it and watch it again because I haven't seen it. Like I said, since it came out,
it was what it was. But I mean, part one, it is. That's always in the Christmas time rotation. I love it.
I love this movie so much that every time I hear that Christmas Carol, "Do You Hear What I Hear?" I instantly think of Gremlins.
Oh, here's Theo, but he's not answering my question. I asked him, I said, what'd you think of it? He said, the Fett animation is cool. The ending stands out with the characters gathering.
Well, so it doesn't sound like he completely hated it.
I'll have to ask him, did you hate it or like it?
Inquiring blind minds want to know.
Oh, yeah. But Gremlins, awesome movie. And there is that rumor of them.
I'd rather a third one than a remake of this. Like if I had to pick the lesser of two evils.
I mean, just give us a third one. Don't remake the whole thing again. I mean, I don't think it could.
There's no way it would ever have the same feel at all. There's no way, I don't think.
I kind of think it's just going to be a CGI nightmare.
And it never will be able to capture the feel of, I don't think, of. And I usually don't get angry over remakes. Anyone who knows me knows that. But this one, I just don't think you could do it justice.
I think if they get the CGI team that did War for the Planet of the Apes to do it, maybe I'll be on board with it. Because that CGI work in that one, that last Planet of the Apes movie, was amazing. So, but I don't know. I say leave it alone.
I agree. Yeah.
And you got to have Howie Mandel come back.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, here he is. By the time I seen it, I knew it had a bad rep, so kind of knew what to expect. So yeah, it was great, but it's fine. Man,
all right.
Okay.
It was great, but it's fine. Okay. Whenever we do that show, you talked about the top 10 movies of the year. I'm going to ask him, what did you mean by "Yeah, it was great"? But it was fine.
Oh my! Like,
what does that mean?
I don't know, but I mean, yeah,
my head's gonna explode.
I love Theo and everything, but come on, dude. I mean, you got to admit that it was.
That is such a non-answer.
It was bad. I mean, for me, probably one of the biggest Star Wars fans in the world, it's bad. But the whole thing is streaming on YouTube, so.
I'm going to try to sit there.
Brave it if you dare. I know, Brian, you guys are going to be talking about this one on your show, but this is also... one of the movies in my holiday rotation. It's Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Yes.
The first one. I love this movie.
It doesn't exist anymore, but that was the first ever Horrorcopia Christmas special.
It's awesome. I mean, just for what it was. I mean, pure 80s goodness and just bloody as hell. That's what I loved about it. I mean, it is cheesy. The acting ain't the greatest.
It is, but it's
but it's awesome. In
the, like you said, the Christmas rotation. And I've told this story countless times, so I'm not going to tell it in full, but this was the first ever horror movie I ever saw.
Wow. But
yeah, when I was 5 at the beach.
I don't want to get into it because I know you guys are going to be really getting into it on your episode.
Are you guys doing the new one?
No. It's kind of a miss. Match of different Christmas horror movies that was picked. I think Darian picked them, so I will have a lot of stuff to say about this movie. I have a lot of questions rewatching it that I'd never really thought of before, so
yeah, so listen to upcoming the Horror Returns podcast. So they're gonna go into more detail on this, but I just had to bring this one up. We won't go into it. So, Brian, let's share your last one.
Oh, my last one. I'm probably, I have to go with A Christmas Story. It's,
yes,
it is another quote. It's another quotable movie that
this is a movie. I agree. It is.
Yeah, you know, of course, everybody knows you'll shoot your eye out. Or you got, of course, the classic scene with the triple dog dare, tongue on the pole. And yeah, this is another movie. I can just leave it playing in the background, and it's one of those things. It's just kind of comforting to have it playing in the background. It's familiar and classic. And yeah, that's probably a movie that is going to be playing a lot in my household for the next 24 days.
Yeah, this is the one. This is the movie that we had mentioned this on the last one, but
good.
When they do the 24-hour loop of it, we leave it on, and then Christmas morning when we're doing the gifts and everything. It's on. Yeah, the TV's turned down, but it's still on the screen. And when my mother-in-law and everyone comes over and they're cooking, it's still on. And I'll get mad. I don't think I said this in the last episode, but if I leave the room and somebody changes it, like my brother-in-law will change it to something, some kind of sports, whatever's on, I'll come in and change it back. Like, nope. But I love this movie. I mean, it was one of those ones that didn't do good in the theater when it came out. And then it just word of mouth and TV and video and all that. When it came out, it just blew up. Now it's just one of those ones that you look forward to every year. I do. I have the Steelbook. But I'll throw it in before Christmas and watch it. But I think it's one of those background things. I'll throw it in and clean house or something. And,
yeah, I don't think we have the volume on either when it's on. It's just on.
Oh yeah, man! But this is an awesome movie, and Jess, I don't know why you.
Well, here I've been thinking about this for a while, and I came to this conclusion. I don't hate it. I think it's just I love Christmas Vacation so much. So like I feel like this gets all the love, and nothing else seems to. Like I have a grudging respect for it. I just think it's over blown is all. Like, I like it in a way, but it, to me, it's not like the greatest thing since sliced bread, like so many people seem to think it is.
Well, I wouldn't go as far as that, but it's an awesome movie.
I guess the problem is, I mean, not the problem, but I grew up in my family, like, that's how they treat this movie. And it's just like, there are so many other Christmas movies that are worthy of your time. But I said it on the last show, but my aunt and uncle and my cousin are going to Cleveland, which is like 3 hours from here, to the Christmas Story house tomorrow. Ah. They have the house, and then like across the street, they have a museum that has the different props and everything.
Oh, it's not all in the house?
I thought it was. I looked it up today. I was reading about it. It's, you can go all through the house. You can, I don't know how expensive it would be, but you can stay in the house for a night. And across the street is the Christmas Story Museum. And they have a gift shop. I guess they said everything in the gift shop helps to benefit the house and keep it open. So I assume visiting the house is free.
I gotta make it out there. What'd you say, 3 hours from your house?
It's about 3 hours from me, yeah. It's in Cleveland.
All right. Well, we'll wait until it's not cold.
And it's open all year round, so.
We'll make our trek over there. And is it the same direction as the Dawn of the Dead mall?
No. You know what? It may start out the same way, but the Dawn of the Dead mall is only 45 minutes from me.
Well, we'll have to do both. Hit the mall, then the Christmas Story house.
Yeah. My last movie, you brought it up on our previous show, but I've always enjoyed it. I remember going to the movies to see it. I'm going to go with Jingle All the Way.
Oh, love that movie.
I love this movie. This movie just screams Christmas to me. Like, I don't have children. I'm not lucky enough to have them, but I could imagine me, like, be not in the situation, of course, that Arnold was in, but like being in that situation where your child wants the hottest toy, and not that you, I wouldn't wait as long as he did, but I just feel like I would be in a struggle with other assholes. And it's like, no, my child wants this toy. He deserves it more than you. But like, I could totally, like, the struggle would be real. Like, I could totally see me like fighting with people online or something. Like, I just love this movie. This movie's great. Not to mention it has Phil Hartman in it.
Oh, yeah. But to, I mean, the funniest part in the
Big Show.
Oh, that's right. He was one of the Big Santa. The funniest part that I mean, or one of the funniest parts in the movie that I loved is when they're at the mall and some store gets a late shipment of Turbo Man action figures. So what they were doing is the lottery with the little rubber balls. Like, who had the time to write a number on all these buckets full of rubber balls? And then I liked how they were just trying to hand them out, and then they just said fuck it and just threw them all into the crowd, and everyone going nuts, rubber balls bouncing everywhere. I mean, like, you could have easily. What I loved about this scene is how they Sinbad and Arnold jump up in slow motion and just balls to the face. No pun intended. And they couldn't even catch one. But it was just a hilarious scene. And this whole movie is awesome. I think this was another one of those ones that came out and nobody really cared for.
I remember being super hyped for it as a kid, like when I saw the commercials and everything.
I didn't see it until it came out on video. I remember I got it for Christmas because it was something that I wanted to see. I wasn't that big of a fan of Arnold's comedies, but I said, you know what? It's a Christmas movie. It looks fun. And I love this movie. Did any of you see the second one?
I didn't, but I've always eyed it up on that. I think it was on Netflix, wasn't it, for a while?
Yeah, I was just about to ask. Didn't anybody watch it?
Larry the Cable Guy. Is that the one?
Larry doesn't bother me. I just haven't watched it.
That's what kind of kept me away from it. I mean, I like him. He's funny. But
like, his stand-up's good, but his acting, no.
I liked him as a little get-her-done truck. What was his name in Cars? Mater.
Yeah.
I liked him in that, I don't know. I just...
Wasn't he also the Tooth Fairy?
I couldn't even sit through that. I mean, The Rock, okay, but
I heard that was horrible. I've never seen that either.
Well, I'm sure it was better than Larry the Cable Guy's, but
I didn't know he was in one where he was the Tooth Fairy.
That was the second one.
Oh, they made it. Oh my God. Okay.
But
just to throw out real quick, we won't go over it. I mean, a lot, but for adults, for if you don't like, you know, the, well, I mean, we've talked about Lethal Weapon and stuff. Not everything's been family friendly, but Bad Santa is also pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, awesome. Did you see the second one?
Not yet. I want to.
I think it's on Netflix streaming.
It was. I just need to make time because, I mean, I've heard mixed things, but I kind of have to see because I like the first one so much.
It's not as funny as the first one, but it is funny. It was pretty good. Yeah. I watched it recently. I'm going to go.
Brian, you're the sequel person. Did you watch the second one yet?
No, I am way behind on movies, and okay. I'm kind of right there with you. I didn't hear nothing bad, but I also didn't hear nothing good. So it just kind of wasn't important to see it right away.
If it's free, on Netflix, might as well.
Yeah.
One of these days.
All right, I'm gonna go with the timeless holiday classic, and it's my all time favorite. Christmas movie, and this is the great Bruce Willis 1988 classic Die Hard. I love
Christmas classic. I don't care what anyone says.
Yep, I don't care what anybody says. I mean, it's not Christmas until you see Hans Gruber fall off the Nakatomi building. And oh my God, I love this movie.
Put that on a loop. I'd watch it on Christmas Day.
Oh yeah. I mean, this was one of the movies. I don't think it came out during Christmas. I want to say it was during the summer. Yeah, it was during the summer. Came out in July. And it was right around the time Jaws the Revenge came out, I believe.
Was that? I didn't think about that long past the original.
I think it was that one. Because I remember we went and seen something else. And then we walked in. Oh, no. See, Jaws of Revenge came out in 87, so must have been something else we saw. I remember
unless it's still there, maybe.
Because Die Hard came out on the July 20th, and that's it. But that's at 88. Jaws of Revenge came out a year earlier in 87.
I remember
we went and seen something. I can't remember what, but then. The movie we saw wasn't very good. And then I remember everyone, come on, let's go see Die Hard. And I was like, well, what's that about? And they go, I don't know. Let's go see it. So we go in and we watch it. And I was just blown away with that movie. I had no idea it was going to be during Christmas Eve in L.A. But this movie is awesome from beginning to end. I mean, it's just action. And when Bruce Willis had hair. But I love this one so much. I mean, other than... he was running around with no shoes the whole time and like with glass everywhere. And I'm sure there was hot brass laying from all the machine gun fire and just, it was awesome. And to me, I think my favorite scene in this movie is when he jumps off the top, when he wraps the fire hose around him right before they blow the top of the building. And he just says, fuck it. Yeah. Just jumps off, man. I was like, oh my God. I remember when it was over, I said, dude, we got to stick around and watch this again. Cause it was just, I was just blown away. So I remember seeing it twice. I only saw it twice in the theater that first time that I had seen it, but I love this movie. I watch it every Christmas Eve, every year. I mean, then I watch it numerous times throughout the year, but this is, to me, my all time favorite Christmas movie. And I know I get into plenty of arguments, especially at work. Oh, that's not a Christmas movie.
Yes, it is. It takes place on Christmas Eve.
That's what I said.
And it has Run DMC, Christmas in Hollis.
Yeah, right in the beginning.
Yeah.
But
isn't it weird though how like back in the day, back then, we didn't know it, like what certain movies were, but nowadays you pretty much know it with technology and everything, you know about everything that's coming out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean,
like nowadays you'll never get, oh, I don't know what that movie's about. Let's go see it.
I mean, even with little under the radar movies, I mean, you hear it. I mean, a lot of these movies that I never hear about, I either hear from you or Brian, you're the one.
Speaking of under the radar movies, I know it's a Christmas show, but fuck you, Greensburg area for not showing the damn Man Who Invented Christmas. I'm pissed. I was so mad today when I looked and it wasn't around us at all.
Oh, man. We have to probably drive somewhere to see. I've been like that with movies.
Yeah, so. I know. But it's just like it's the season and I've heard good things. I have the book. I'm like, I just want to see this damn movie and it's not on.
Who's in
Neither is Shape of Water, which also makes me very mad.
I don't think it's here in town, but I know I'm going to have to try to make it out to see it. But
because that looks awesome.
I mean, all these movies that I never hear of, Brian, you're the one when you guys.
Yeah, Brian's good with that.
When you do the trailer park segment.
Mm-hmm.
All these movies that you what do you do? Do you just sit there and watch tons of trailers and decide or?
Yeah, the movies is like an escape for me. So I'm constantly looking for something new and there's certain trailers I pick because I want to hear, especially Lance. I want to hear his reaction.
I don't know him very well, but when you know of somebody, you're like, okay, I think they would like this. With him, I have no idea.
Yeah, because we're getting off subject here, but his 4/10 rating for Thor.
Oh, God! I haven't seen it.
But then he throws me for a loop when he gives Justice League 7/10, and I think
I love that movie, but then that's me and I'm weird. So
yeah.
But I really want to see Thor, and I doubt that he's the only person I've heard of that's given it a 4.
I don't know. I mean, I love Lance. I love him to death, bro. You know that I love you, but
he doesn't like Witchport. Yes. Oh,
but I'm like, come on. I mean, Justice League, it was good. I did. I enjoyed it, but come on, Thor was a million times. It was a million times better than Justice League, but. To each his own. It's all right, Brian. We always get way off topic.
Oh, that's all we do. I mean, yesterday was supposed to, or I shouldn't say yesterday. When you guys heard the first show, there was supposed to be favorite Christmas toys. We talked about those little plastic army men for like 25 minutes that were in the bags.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, update on the little green army men, if you guys listened to the first episode. I went into Walmart and they don't sell them in there. They must only sell them on the website.
Must be like Dollar Generals and stuff, maybe.
Those. But they did have, what were the ones that you were talking about?
They had the core.
The core. Yeah, they had those. I just kind of like glanced at them. I saw that they were there.
Awesome. They still play those.
Big packs with a ton of figures in them. They had
12 people. I loved it.
I was like, come on, man. You got these and no little green army men? But I know if you go to Disneyland, you can find those things. But the bucket's like $30 or some crazy amount just because it's Disney.
Wow.
Disney.
That's insane.
I don't know if it's $30, but it's some crazy amount for a bucket or a green army man. I think I want it just for because I love Toy Story and I love the green army men. So but I think next time I go down there, I'll just shell out for whatever the crazy price is. But I think we're going to bring this to an end. Those are just some of the movies and TV stuff that we like. I know I had a few more, but I'll just throw it out. Elf with Will Ferrell.
I was going to say that. Yep.
That's I can't stand that movie.
Okay. Now we're going to extend this. Why?
I can kind of see why. Is it because it's overplayed and everybody talked about it?
Yeah. And I don't know. Will Ferrell bothers the shit out of me in this movie.
I love Elf.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I try to think of something I like. I don't like the movie.
Oh, man.
You know, we're all wrong at times.
Yeah.
Lance giving, I know I didn't see it, but Lance giving Thor 4 can't be right.
I love Elf, man. It's hella funny. I loved it the first time I saw it, and I love it every year. I got the Steelbook and everything.
and that's the thing. I have the Steelbook too, and I don't even like the movie. I believe I have a regular Blu-ray copy of it too.
When it came out on DVD back then, because we didn't have Blu-ray yet, my mom went to get it at Walmart. She's like, I'm going to get Elf. And not planned or anything, she saw both of my aunts and they were all getting Elf. So the whole family has Elf. I remember, I think it has significance for me because we went to see with my cousin Gavin. He was like 3 years old and he loved it and did not want to sit with his parents, sat with me on my lap the whole entire time. So it's just like one of those, like, I love everything about it. I love the little, what is it? A snow, not whatever those little creatures are that say bye to Elf in the beginning. They sound adorable.
It was just like the little creatures.
Yeah. They're like, oh,
it just reminded me of like Rudolph and everything.
Yeah.
You got Will Ferrell walking along amongst those little animatronics or whatever stop motion characters. But I mean, it's, that movie is awesome. I love it.
It is. Yeah. But one of the things I really respect, I don't like everything Will Ferrell's done movie wise, but when he said he would never do a sequel to Elf because he thought it was great the way it was, I was like, you go, Will Ferrell.
Yes. Don't remake it. Don't
they
give
offered
us a sequel.
Him, I forget, some crazy amount of money. And he was like, no.
Good. That's going to be it because time's getting short.
Oh, my fault.
And that's the sign for this.
We're going to do this again sometime, though, the three of us.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
We'll talk about more this and that. But hey, everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you guys for listening to Big Guys Christmas Part 2. And Brian, thank you so much for coming on. Everybody, listen to The Horror Returns if you don't already. And you guys got anything else? Because I don't.
No, you know, enjoy whatever movie you want to watch for Christmas. Enjoy it. And Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Yep.
Yep. Thank you for having me on.
All right, guys. And thank you. You're always welcome, Brian, to come on this. Every other show we're all affiliated with.
You guys all back on Horrortopia again sometime.
But yeah, we gotta get Philip on there.
That's right. Yeah. But hey, everyone, thanks again so much. And Bri, again, thank you. And we'll come at you guys later on this month with part three. Yeah, part three of A Big Guy's Christmas. And Brian, follow along with us. So until then, I'm Big Nez.
I'm Big Jesse.
And I'm Big Brian.
And you are listening to A Big Guy's Christmas, part two. Rock on.
I was getting closer now. The tension was terrible. What was it? The fate of the planet may hang in the balance.
No, Randy's gotta go. I'll be right out. Find out loud.
Gee, almost there. My fingers flew. My mind was a steel trap. Every pore vibrated. It was almost clear. Yes, 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 yes.
Be sure to drink your Ovaltine. Ovaltine? A crummy commercial? Son of a bitch.